Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a 40-minute talk I did with Mark Moreno, congressional advisor on climate change, the guy that heads up ClimateDepot.com at InfoWars.com, discussing the other videos that YouTube has taken down because I'm not allowed to criticize a woman who says, get rid of freedom, get rid of my votes, I don't count, I'm too stupid, I need to be treated. I mean, we've got more of her letters on her official site saying it. But they control reality. Now they've come out and said, she never said that. So I'm supposed to say, okay, I'll shut up. Because after all, you're this almighty person. And I've been around these so-called academics that call themselves on the left. They are so arrogant. And I'm not even into the whole left-right paradigm. There's problems on the so-called right. But there's something about the left where they always talk about, I hear them on talk radio, about how stupid everyone is and how smart they are. And it's amazing that they live off of the tax money I pay, no government handouts here, and then sit around all day and talk about how I'm mentally ill, I'm racist, and I need to have my rights taken away because democracy is bad, in her words, and that I need to do what she says. This person, I mean, and then I'm not even allowed to criticize her. I know I'm ranting or Moncton. I'm sorry. I'm just very angry about them shutting my videos down. It is a serious violation. This is 21st century book burning.
First of all, you are right, and I think that's a great phrase, 21st century book burning. That is exactly what it is. These are people who have lost and lost and lost the argument. Every single point they said would come to pass, it's gone the other way. Every single piece of analysis they've done is full of more holes than a piece of Gruyere cheese. They don't know what they're talking about, and now they've realized it, and so their way of covering up for their own ineptitude, incompetence, and plain malice against the West in trying to shut it down in the name of this bogus scare is to silence all criticism. And of course, Google, and who sits on the board? Al Gore, of course. Google owns Yahoo.com. Yahoo is now, YouTube is now is shutting down. Videos like yours, many videos like mine.
No, I've seen yours shut down, and they'll use all sorts of little excuses.
They will. They just absolutely hate the idea of freedom of expression. They hate to admit that the left, having decided this was going to be its defining issue, this was going to be the issue that at last allowed them to shut the West down, they've now realized it's gone wrong far more quickly than even they had suspected it would. They are acutely embarrassed because they know, Alex, and I think I may have said this to you before, I'm going to say it again, this could be the end of the left. They know this. They bet the farm on this global warming scare. They put all their resources, I mean literally tens of millions a year, into propaganda. If you just look at the biggest...
Yeah, what's the total number? It's like $100 billion globally or something they've spent on this?
Well, I mean, if you just take the 10 biggest environmental organizations in the U.S., they spent between them $2 billion last year, most of it on climate propaganda as an excuse for trying to shut the West down. That's the kind of money they are spraying around. And, of course, there's a lot of genuine environmentalists, some of them may be listening to this, some of them who really do care about the environment, who realize there are real environmental problems. Deforestation, overfishing of the world's oceans are a really pressing problem. Many species will have gone in 20 years if we don't do something about that. And these are things that could be and should be solved by international cooperation in a sensible way. But this climate scare is diverting attention away from the real environmental problems. It's the left-wing wet dream. They had thought they could get away with what they couldn't do with all the guns and goose-stepping troops, first of Hitler and then of Stalin and Mao. They thought they could shut the West down from within.
All right, Lord Moncton, stay there. Long segment coming up. I want to get in to finishing up your story about China's power plants. You got cut off from the last break. I want to talk about real environmental threats because I agree with you. The overfishing, that's a real thing. Toxic waste dumping. Stay there. We'll be right back on the other side. Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If I sound breathless, it's because I am. 16, 17 years ago when I first got on air, I began to research Agenda 21, the UN biospheres. In fact, guys, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, put the congressional map of Agenda 21 zones up, please. That's the Dr. Michael Kaufman congressional map. It shows half the U.S. off limits in these environmental corridors, like something out of feudalism. And the U.N. even says in Biological Diversity Assessment in 96, they want to go back to feudalism. And we've got all these professors and academics saying rationing, authoritarianism. They say fascism isn't bad when it's green fascism. Now, that's a Senate vote map, 21, where they want to not let you travel now if you haven't paid all your income taxes. It's the Dr. Michael Kaufman UN map, and that will bring it up, showed in the first hour. Now, Lord Christopher Monckton, who heads up, well, there's no doubt, globally, the premier aggregator of the scientific data proving what's really happening with our planet with the real scientists, the real satellites. He's the guy, 9 times out of 10, that is forecasting and exposing these people way out ahead. So they've called for his arrest, you name it. And he joins us now. But expanding on that, they have expunged all the universities she's spoken at or that she's worked at, except for Whitman College 3.5 years ago when she was commending Obama for appointing John P. Holdren, who's also called for a global tyranny and drugging the water to sterilize us. And praising authoritarianism like Dr. Pianca does at UT. I mean, this is who they are. It's not like this is some oddball we found. We have it. We have it. The university pulled what she'd written about treating us for mental illness and said that it was a mistake. And now we find this. Don't wait for public consensus. A public letter. She says public opinion does matter in democracy, but this is a time when following it would be a serious mistake. Two factors make public understanding of climate change unusually complex. She goes on to say we're stupid. And then it says eliminate coal, all of this stuff. She says we can't do what the public wants. This is even 3.5 years ago. They knew they were losing momentum and failing because of their power grab. Lord Monckton, what do you make of this? This is a huge discovery that the little poster girl that they're defending, it turns out, is an open authoritarian.
That's no surprise, because so many, particularly in sociology, which is a non-subject, which I would personally ban from all universities, if I were an authoritarian, that is, these people think that they know better than we do. This is the essence of totalitarianism. And they say they know, they are so much sure that they know better than us, that they want to tell us every little detail of our lives. No, you can't burn coal in the grate or in a power station. No, you can't light a candle, it gives off carbon dioxide. No, you can't even go back to being a caveman, because that means lighting a fire in your cave, and that emits carbon dioxide. What you've got to do is just die and stop breathing, because breathing emits carbon dioxide as well. It's this childish, persistent, stupid, intellectually vapid arrogance which is the hallmark of the totalitarian everywhere. And if you call them totalitarians or fascists or communists or international socialists or whatever phrase also means totalitarianism, oh, how they blub. I once let slip in Australia that a remark by somebody over there was a fascist opinion. I didn't even call the guy a fascist. I just said he'd expressed a fascist opinion. And, oh, my goodness, how the left wailed and howled when I arrived in Australia for a speaking tour last year. The West Australian in Perth, where I landed, on the front page said, "Ban the Lord." That's their instinctive reaction. Every time you use their kind of language back, they want to ban us from saying it, but they want to continue to have the freedom to use this language themselves. So there's a poisonous double standard there. And this Professor Norgaard, the fact is that if she had wanted to deal with what happened in a professional way, let us suppose that her original paper, as she now claims, didn't contain anything about the treatment of individuals who had this mental disease of not believing that global warming is a global crisis. Let's suppose that she was true in that. I'm not going to argue that for the moment at this point. And the fact is that her university, in a press release, which I read while it was still up on the web, said that she, in her paper, it was their press release, describing what she had done, they had cleared it with her before it was put up there, said very clearly that this must be recognized and treated in individuals as well as in societies as a whole. That's what it said. And then when I spotted that, I wrote to her a very polite letter, and I said, "Look, Professor, I don't know whether you said this or not, but the university is saying that you did, or at least it is accused of saying that you did," because I hadn't yet seen the university press release then. I looked at it again afterwards. I said, "If that is what they're saying, could you please get it changed? Because this does give a very bad impression, and it's taking us back to the era of Hitler and Stalin." It was a very polite letter, and I added for good measure a few points about why global warming really wasn't a global crisis after all. And the thing is, I got no reply. What she should have done is to write back and say, "Thank you for writing in such a civilized fashion to point out what appeared on the press release. I haven't noticed this. I've asked the university to change it, and they're going to put up a new version." And that would have quietened the whole matter down in a perfectly straightforward way. But no, the left can never admit they ever got anything wrong. So she didn't do that. Instead, furtively, the university, without, it hoped, leaving any trace, took out the words "and treated" in the press release that was out, the University of Oregon. And that those words no longer appear.
But Lord Monckton, let me stop you. Let me stop you here.
I must finish this because there is a Google cache of the earlier version of the page. And that proves that the words were there. The university didn't realize that in doing this furtively, it was going to make itself look just like another third world dictatorship. And what these people have got to learn is they've got to learn that, in fact, in civilized open debate, there has to be a kind of modicum of honesty, which these people have long since abandoned. And that's why nobody listens to them anymore.
Well, that was my point, though, is that you're being very kind here, saying, you know, perhaps, but look, they've expunged all her writings. The one writing we find on a university written by her, a letter to the president, officially her site, says we need to get rid of people's rights on this and do whatever we want. And we know this drug, treat, re-educate is constantly parroted by the entire gaggle. So she spews a talking point that we've seen ad nauseum by other control freaks, other greeny, you know, authoritarians. And then we find another thing they haven't memory holed yet, and it says the same stuff. So I mean, obviously she said it.
I think the point is that the way I like to approach these people is to be very polite to them privately and say, look, something's gone wrong here. Maybe you'd like to put it right. Then if they're sensible, they write back and they say, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. Of course I didn't mean that. And change it. But she didn't write back to me. And that tells me all I need to know about what her true intentions were. Because I didn't write a nasty email. It was entirely friendly, civilized, sensible. I'll send you a copy of it after this, Alex, and you can put it up on your website. Because it makes very sensible points, not only about her, but also the main points about why we don't have a problem with the climate, and even if we did, there's nothing we can afford to do about it. It's much better not to worry about it, just let it happen. It won't be that damaging, the sea level rising at 1.3 inches per century, etc. So I think what we have to do is to say very firmly to these people, we are now on your case. If you come out and demand international climate courts or European criminal climate courts, they're actually talking about that in Europe at the moment. Of course, I'm trying to stop that too. If you go on talking about having people sent to psychiatric institutions and treated for mental illness, if they dare to raise perfectly legitimate scientific and economic questions rooted in the science, then it is you who deserve to be locked up and not them. And I'm going to make a proposal here, Alex. I think we're going to need a law which says that anybody who uses that kind of hate speech about having people treated for mental illness, if they dare to disagree with the official so-called consensus, which of course is just the Communist Party lie, then I think anyone who says that should themselves be locked up in prison for hate speech, for discrimination against those who wish to exercise the right of free speech.
Yes, sir. Well, Lord Monckton, because that's not a violation of their speech, because they're calling for sedition against our liberties and our freedom, a revolutionary overthrow of the Magna Carta, of all common sense, of everything that has been the hallmark of free societies. When they're saying arrest people for their speech, that is the authoritarianism. They're saying shut us up for our scientific discussion, and we see this in every authoritarian system. Absolutely. I mean, what they're calling for is a criminal takeover, is an end of, quote, democracy, in her words. I mean, that is a declaration of war against all free society.
Let me tell you the story of Trofim Denisovich Lysenko. Now, he, in the 1940s and 50s, he was a peasant. He was somebody who thought he knew about how to improve the yield of crops. And his idea was you soak the seed corn in water over the winter instead of planting it out in the autumn to get used to the cold weather. And then it germinates better in the spring. It doesn't, actually. But that was his theory. And he told his local Communist Party secretary of this over a beer one night. And the Communist Party secretary said, Trofim, here you are, an ignorant, untutored peasant, but you have come up with an idea as brilliant as this just because you live in the glorious Soviet Union. And by this propaganda, he ended up, by some ghastly mischance, as head of the Soviet Academy of Sciences, as a result of which there were 20 failed harvests, because they all had to pursue this ludicrous policy of soaking the seed corn in water, where in fact it just becomes rotten and doesn't produce any crop. And 20 failed harvests, 20 million Soviet citizens killed of starvation as a direct result of this mad policy imposed from the center, and anybody who quarreled with Lysenko and said this was wrong, anybody who also opposed his notion there was no such thing as genetics, was sent to prison or killed or both. That was what actually happened in Soviet Russia. And now the same kind of people are using the same kind of language and advocating the same kind of remedies, and it is they, not we, who should go to jail.
Well, I hear you, because, again, people say, well, you're just doing what they're doing. No, they're striking first. We're not saying arrest people for their political speech. We're saying arrest people who say arrest us, because it's that they are calling for the force of the state to be used on our liberties. They are the tyrants. And you know what they say in Latin about tyrants?
Well, absolutely. And as the dictator of Nicaragua used to say to those whom he defeated in the various elections there, you won the election, but I won the count. They like to stack the way things fall in their favor because they know that they can't beat us in argument. If you read Obama's hero, Saul Alinsky, another communist agitator just like Obama himself, Alinsky in his Rules for Radicals, he says this, he says, don't try to argue with the capitalists. They are right. We all know they're right. We know they have the truth. We know they can argue better than we can because they're right and true. So if you want to deal with them, attack their reputations. And this is what she's doing. She's trying to make out that anyone who dares to say that there may be something wrong with this bogus climate science, that it's been oversold and over-exaggerated, and if there's no economic basis for it anyway, anyone who says that, she says, is effectively mentally defective.
Now, Lord Monckton, we've only got a few minutes left. You've been very gracious to join us on short notice, but I want to release the hounds of liberty here, cry havoc and release them. She had literally hundreds of pages at three different universities that were expunged, but they will be in the Google cache and the Wayback Machine. I have a limited crew. You have a limited crew. It is now time for all of us to crawl through the caches of what she said, because they expunged it all in a desperate stratagem to hide this, because the one document we found that they forgot to get, she's calling for authoritarianism. Okay, of course, she'll say this isn't her either in this letter to Obama. So, again, I believe they're afraid of this issue. They know that it's hit the zeitgeist, whereas thousands of other academics saying similar things, literally dozens at UT, I know personally, 2 miles away calling for it, calling for Chinese-style authoritarianism, forced abortion. I mean, this is what's pushed by these eugenicists. Lord Monckton, I wanted to look at the big picture here and talk about Agenda 21. The environmentalists, who aren't real environmentalists, as you said, they're distracting from all the real stuff that's happening that needs to be dealt with. They are establishing Agenda 21, a global UNESCO model of the ultra elite against the rest of the free market, a neo-feudalism, a post-industrial world. They've taken over 30,000 acres, that's conservative, in Austin the last 20 years, saying, forcing people to sell it for pennies on the dollar, farms and ranches in key development zones. I've interviewed the farmers and ranchers. They take this, one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S., they take this land and a few years later take the restrictions off, and they, the commissars, the former mayors and others, sell it and control it and make money off of it. Open criminal activity. And they told the citizens, when we take this land, it's going to be giant green belts. But most of the land, they didn't turn into green belts. They built shopping malls on it, movie theaters, whatever. The point is, they stole it. Now, here's the Austin American Statesman. Residents troubled by surveillance cameras on these tens of thousands of acres they haven't sold yet, because they don't want humans using it because they'll think it's their park. They put up big fences. Show folks a shot of this, crew. They put up big game fences where the backyards back up and arrest people with hidden cameras that are seen ever walking on the land that was promised to be greenbelt. And it says in the article, worst of all, they even hike on the trail. The evil humans are hiking on the trail, and they have hidden cameras watching the evil citizens. I mean, this is pure feudalism, Lord Monckton. Your comments on that?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It is an outrage, and I think it's time that instead of just complaining about this, we started to make plans to fight back. The first step, it seems to me, is to get the matter of President Obama's birth certificate into court with a serious challenge rather than the joke challenges we've had so far. The next thing to do is to make sure that the Republicans, who seem to me to be dead from the neck up and dead from the neck down, every time this kind of outrage from the left comes out, they should say something about it. Why is it left always to you and me and Mark Morano and a tiny handful of others to speak out and say that this kind of hate speech from Professor Norgaard's university is the kind of thing that ought to be a criminal offence? If they try to make hate speech as they define it from us a criminal offence, then it's time that they should endure the same thing. If they go around accusing people like you and me, Alex, of being mentally defective because we dare to question the notions of global warming that they present, then they should go to jail for that, because that is an unreasonable restriction on our right to our reputation. And we have in England a law called criminal libel. You do that to me in England, I'll have you in court for it, for criminal libel. And you can go to jail for a long time for doing it. Now, in the United States, you have no such law. And I think that free speech, which is guaranteed in your constitution, can only work if universities like that of Oregon are told that if you use hate speech of that kind, you can be fined millions of dollars, and the people at the university responsible for it can go to jail for a very, very long time. Let us start using against the left precisely the weapons they are trying to use against us and see how they like it.
Well, Lord Monckton, don't we start with not even calling them the left? Because, I mean, Thomas Jefferson was on the left. You want, you know, the old classic liberal. I mean, I could say you were, you would be a classic leftist in that you wanted more freedom, more liberty. I want to show some photos. You can't see them, Lord Monckton, but later you can see the video. This is for your request for video stills from the hidden cameras lining the preserve, aiming at people's back kitchen window at night with them inside it eating. So this is what, with our tax money, they take tens of thousands of acres, don't want you on it because they want you to forget it's theirs so they can sell it later to their friends. I mean, it is just so blasphemous what they do.
Now, the reason why they want to keep you off it is that there is a very ancient right which goes back to Roman law and came to your law through English law. It's known as usufruct, or right of use, and that if the public passes freely over what would otherwise be private land without any restriction or fence or anyone saying you mustn't do it for 10 or 12 years,
it conveys.
The public then gains a right of way, which makes a mess of their plans later to sell it on to developers. That's why they're putting those fences up. That's why they don't want you walking through the land. It's not that you're going to tread on the voles or hurt the flowers. No, no, no. It's because they don't want you establishing a right of way so that they can't then sell the land.
Yes, sir. Exactly. It was supposed to be a commons. I remit in the law. It was supposed to, it's all over the country and all the world with these UN land grabs. It was supposed to be, they said, oh, a commons park. And they immediately fence it and don't let you use it and then later sell it. I mean, it's so evil. How do you stop them?
They fence it. It's because they don't want rights of way established, because if a right of way goes across there, it vastly reduces the sale value to developers. That's why they're doing this. It's entirely for basically criminal reasons. And the trouble is now that because the state has become so wealthy and the individual so comparatively poor through having to pay excessive taxation and comply with excessive regulation, fewer and fewer individuals have the kind of wealth that is needed to take these people to the courts and get justice. And so I am also looking at proposals now to set up, effectively using their language, a people's court which can call to account any official paid by taxpayers for their behavior, and the people will be entitled to free representation at the expense of the public authority against whom they are bringing the charge, just so as to level the playing field and allow us to get our point.
Yes, sir. We're out of time, Lord Monckton. Just briefly, what do you think of her reportedly saying it's racist? I mean, the UN Agenda 21, that's pure racism.
Of course it is. All of it's racist. All of it is designed to try to shut down the West. And it is disfiguring to see so many people like her calling us names like racist when it is she who is the racist. She is saying there are two races, the clever ones like her and the mentally defective like us. That is exactly racism, and she should go to jail.
Well said, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org. Thank you, Lord Moncton.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates. Better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monsanto threatens to sue Vermont if legislators pass a bill requiring GMO food to be labeled. That is a real environmental issue, that they do not want you to know when something's GMO. In fact, the big pork-producing lobby has come out and said, do not allow cloned and manipulated pigs into the food supply. People will not buy pork anymore. Do not do it. Lord Moncton just pointed out, overfishing, massive in the world's oceans. Whaling should be illegal. All of it. There are real things. Deforestation. But the carbon taxes, folks, it's all about the mega banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, that created it with Ken Lay, the idea. It has nothing to do with the environment. Side issue, we've got, the best-selling author and whistleblower of Economic Hitmen, John Perkins, joining us here for a short interview to just look at what's happening in the world. He was, of course, sent in to basically take over countries, and if he failed, they sent in the hitmen. Very important information with him here in just a moment. First off, your purchases of books, videos, DVDs, T-shirts at Infowars.com funds this truly independent alternative media operation that transcends the left-right paradigm and exposes the fake left and the fake right to bring humanity together under common sense, you know, deep, full-spectrum analysis. And I only promote what I believe is the best, like the great longevity products that are discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com, the Tangy Tangerine, you name it. But also, I'm a big fan of gravity-fed filters because reverse osmosis takes all the minerals out. I use it for cooking and things, but it's still important to get some water that has the minerals in it. And gravity-fed filters are the way to go. They reduce all the major toxins. They don't cut everything out, but they, depending on the test, 99.99 of most of them. Fluoride's almost impossible to get out, but they have a special filter you add that reduces it almost down to nothing. All the specs are at InfoWars.com. I've done the research. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter. Bigger filters, works faster, more accessories, better pricing than all the leading competitors. We have the specs on the site compared to leading competitors. Not even a comparison. In fact, if you scroll down or click on one of them, it shows the specs. I mean, just amazing. Check it out for yourself. And we've got a discount for InfoWars.com readers and radio listeners at InfoWars.com on the shopping cart for the ProPure line of products. I have a video I shot demonstrating it. This is just the cutting edge of it. The best product. It's been out there a few years, but it just blows everything away. Look at the specs down on the bottom of the page there. Compared to the leading competitors, element size bigger, silver impregnated, leading competitor no. Red dye test completed on both major at works. Life expectancy, the same with leading competitor. Arsenic reduction, it just goes on. Filtering required. Priming, no, you don't need that with the point is it's all right there, kind of babbling through it. Again, just go check it out right there and find out for yourself at InfoWars.com. And you enter the product code WATER at checkout and get 10% off on the ProPure water filter systems right there. Okay, going to John Perkins, a former chief economist with major, he's advised the former chief economist of the World Bank. He's worked at the highest levels. I'm not going to try to go over his whole bio. Most of you know who he is. He's written Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He's also written The Secret History of the American Empire and Hoodwinked, Blueprint for a New Form of Global Economics. And he joins us now. I've been on in about 6-8 months with all the big developments that are taking place. John, great having you. I've got so many questions, but for you right now, what is most important front and center for you, somebody who's been on the inside of this, what the controlled implosion of Europe, Goldman Sachs capturing Europe when Hitler and Mussolini and Napoleon couldn't? What is most important on your radar screen right now, John Perkins?
Well, Alex, I think all of that's important. I just came back from Istanbul. I'm headed off to England and Ireland and Iceland, and I'm traveling around a lot and heading around the United States, speaking very many different places. And what I'm really struck by is how we're waking up, and shows like yours are really making that happen. And we're seeing, there's the Occupy movement. People are waking up, but we're seeing, I saw in Istanbul, I see in the Middle East, I see in China, we're seeing in Russia with people standing up to Putin. We're seeing it around the world today that people really are waking up. And some of it isn't leading anywhere. It's just people out on the streets, demonstrating and talking. But to me, it's a good sign that shows like this one are getting through to people. They're really beginning to wake up. And despite the way that the corporatocracy is digging in, we know that we're waking up. And the fact that they're digging in so strongly also indicates to us that they know that we're waking up and we're beginning to win. And so my hat's off to you and all the others that are out there spreading this word, because the tide's turning.
Well, I agree with you. And again, they tried to co-opt and take over the Occupy movement that was speaking out against corruption in Wall Street as being the heart of the problem, not just here but worldwide. That's where the much of the main system of the monster resides, not just its tentacles. But when they couldn't co-opt it and just turn it into a call for higher taxes, the Obama administration had simultaneous raids in 30-plus cities arrest the people. So they're failing to co-opt the Tea Party. They're failing to co-opt the Occupy movement. What do you see from being on the inside of this? Describe what an economic hitman is, because we haven't done that in a while, and what we see happening in Europe, what we see unfolding right now.
Well, we see all these countries being hit. I was just on a program yesterday in Ireland, and Ireland's got hit very hard by economic hitmen. Italy, Greece, Portugal, Iceland. And the United States. You know, I've been talking to a group of people here in the United States who took credit cards and said that they could have interest at, 3% is all they'd have to pay in their interest. But the fine prints, and many of them, I've talked to this whole group of people that are now trying to file a class action suit because they took out loans. They used these loans to finance down payments on houses and many other things that they thought it was at 3%. The very, very fine print, and even lawyers didn't see this, said that, you could set it up so that your payments would be paid every 30 days or every 35 days, let's say, and automatically, and therefore you'd never have to pay more than 3%. If you didn't set it up that way, if you didn't pay within those 35 days, your interest payments would go up to 30%. What people didn't read, what they didn't see in this extremely fine print, was that the banks had the right to go from 35 days to 30 days arbitrarily. And so all these people suddenly found that they hadn't made their payment on time because the time frame had changed from 35 to 30 days. And so suddenly they're being hit by 30% interest rates on these loans. There's nothing they can do about it. These big banks doing this. And it's that same process. You know, it's similar to what we did on a much larger scale to the developing world back in the 70s when I was an economic hitman. It's what's happened in Ireland. It's what's happened in Italy and in Greece. It's happening here at home to our own people. And the point is people are beginning to see through the veneer. They're beginning to see that our country, in fact, the world economy, has been stolen by a bunch of robber barons. And it's time for us to take it back.
Expanding on what you did so people can understand from an inside perspective on what these mega banks are doing, how they operate, how they take over countries, including ours, because understanding that is a way to reverse engineer it and extricate ourselves from this. I mean, describe what you cover in your best-selling book, Economic Hitman, Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Okay, Alex, so what I did specifically was identify countries that had resources that corporations covet, like oil, for example, and then arrange a huge loan to that country from the World Bank or one of the other big banking organizations. But the money would never actually go to the country. Instead, it would go to our own corporations to build infrastructure projects in that country, huge projects like big power plants, hydroelectric plants and transmission lines and distribution stations and multi-industrial parks. Things that would benefit a few wealthy families in those countries, as well as our own corporations that built them, but wouldn't help the majority of the people who don't have enough money to buy much electricity, can't get jobs in industrial parks, so they don't hire many people. And yet the people of the country would be left holding this huge debt that they couldn't repay. So at some point we go back in and say, hey, since you can't pay your debts, essentially give us your resources, your oil or whatever, sell to us at a very low price without any environmental or social regulations, without having to take care of the people in the country that we're exploiting, or allow us to build a military base on your soil or vote with us on the next critical United Nations vote. And in a few cases where we couldn't convince presidents to take on those deals, which were really bad for their countries, the jackals step in and they either overthrow governments or assassinate their leaders. And you know, I talk about my own personal experience in Ecuador with the president there, Jaime Roldós, democratically elected president, Omar Torrijos in Panama. They didn't buy into these deals. They had a lot of integrity, and both of them were, and they wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't buy my deal, and so both of them were assassinated.
Now, when they don't do the deal, the jackals come in. What do the jackals do?
Well, either overthrow the government that we just saw this happen in Honduras with President Zelaya about 2 years ago, or they, and which of course happened with Allende in Chile and Arbenz in Guatemala and so on and so forth, or they assassinate the leaders, which we saw in my case with Jaime Roldós of Ecuador and Omar Torrijos of Panama. So they're either overthrown, and if they go kind of peacefully and they leave the country like Zelaya did in Honduras, okay. If they're not going to go peacefully, then they're taken out.
Looking at Europe, you know, I remember when we first talked 6 years ago or so, or I guess longer, we were talking about how the bankers were now going to do the same stuff to us in Europe, in the United States, in England. I've seen some of the top Irish reporters bring up to the European Central Bank in press conferences, hey, most of this debt, over 90%, isn't even ours. You got our government to sign on to your derivatives, and then you lecture terms to us when you loan us money back. This is crazy. And the ECB people, just in these videos, I intended to play one today, but it's up on Infowars.com, they just laugh at them. I mean, it's such a con job how these bankers do this. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, that's exactly it, Alex. It's a loaded gun. It's a con job. It's a scam. And what I described earlier that's going on in the United States with these credit card loans is exactly the same thing, that the banks are screwing their own customers big time. And it appears to be legal what they're doing, because it's fine print on the contract that says that that they have the right to just arbitrarily change the time frame from 35 days to 30 days, for example. And, you know, we've seen this over and over. We've seen it here in the United States when a few years ago all the bankers were telling people who could only afford a $300,000 house, well, buy the $500,000 house, tighten your belt for a few years, and then it'll be worth $1 million. Just go ahead and do it. We know you can do it. We will approve this loan. And then, of course, the bottom falls out of the market. The house is not only worth $100,000, and the people still have a loan out for $500,000. They can't pay it. The house is foreclosed on. The banks repackage the whole deal and sell it to someone else. It's pure robbery. There's no question about it. And it's time we really stood up to it, and I think people are beginning to stand up to it.
What did you make of 2 or 3 weeks ago when that high-level Goldman Sachs exec quit and said, you know, we try to rip off our clients, we make fun of them, we call them idiots, we call them Muppets, and I just can't be part of this culture anymore. And then now we learn Goldman Sachs has sex traffic, sex slave funds, and, you know, Mitt Romney's and wife is invested in it.
Yeah, well, I think that guy, really hit the nail on the head. He opened a Pandora's box, and there's going to be a lot more coming out. I was grateful that he had done that, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that coming down the line.
John, why do you think what we've seen? I know you've talked about this record globally. Central bankers, not your local banker that helps the economy, but these, you know, these finance capital crony people, these insiders, these money changers, I guess you could call them. They're resigning in droves and running off to the third world or to remote areas. Why is that?
I think they're scared. They see this coming down the tube, you know, that people are waking up. There's going to be a bloodbath. I hope there's going to be a bloodbath. And I think they're expecting that to happen, too. So take the money and run, you know. I mean, they can take their millions and live like kings in many parts of the third world.
Remember a few years ago when it turned out that Goldman Sachs was, like, buying all these weapons at their offices and, like, having weapons caches at their offices, and they said it's for the public. I mean, wow, when people are in business as a company buying guns to protect themselves from people with pitchforks and torches, I mean, you know that they know what they're doing.
Yeah, well, they sort of saw the Occupy movement coming, and it hasn't come nearly as strongly, I think, as a lot of people expected it to. But it's been pretty ruthlessly put down in many places. We're in a very, very interesting world, Alex, and you know, I mean, this is a time that's been prophesized by indigenous cultures around the world as a time of shaking up, of turmoil, and a time when people are going to wake up more. And we really are waking up, and we have to expect that there's going to be a pushback by the status quo. They're going to do everything they can to stop this turnaround from happening.
Well said. Just briefly, the Kony 2012 people, we just learned, have released their big part 2, and I'm attacked in it. for pointing out that this was being used by the State Department to try to launch wars in Africa. And the same thing's happening in Uganda, in the past. This is happening now. I'm not saying the Lord's Resistance Army is good. They haven't been seen in years. There's these calls to go into Sudan and start a war. And my point is they get these well-meaning people involved thinking backing military intervention is for the good. But I never see the State Department get behind something, John, for the good generally. It's always for special interest. But they'll use the left now. I'm seeing some of the left call for war as if it's humanitarian.
Yeah, I was seeing that in Mali, too. But, the threat of war is a good for business. Unfortunately, our economy is to a very large degree based on the military. And I can't believe that anybody really wants us to go to another war with Iran. I mean, my God, Iran can close down the Straits of Hormuz and shut off more than 20% of the world's oil supplies. We don't want war with them. I don't think most of the big industries do either. But they want the threat of war. Because as long as you've got that threat of war hanging over you, everybody's buying weapons and security.
Well, what about Libya? I mean, I'm not a fan of Gaddafi, but he was a stabilizer. He'd come in out of the cold. They've put al-Qaeda in charge now.
Yeah, well, we remember that Gaddafi, was opposed to the dollar, to the central bank, the Federal Reserve, our central bank. And he was threatening to create a new exchange for oil that would not be paid for in dollars, but would be paid for in what he called the gold diner. He had a pretty big gold supply.
Stay there. I want to hear about why they went after him for that. Final segment with John Perkins, author of Hoodwinked, and, of course, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Amazing person. We'll also give you his website when we come back. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. And, of course, we're also streaming video. You keep hearing me talking about video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
InfoWars.com. The war on prosperity is calling you. Enlist in the IRS. Incredible graphic. Bill allows IRS to deny Americans right to travel, and it looks like it's going to pass. It's passed the Senate. It's now going to the House. I mean, let me tell you, this has always been the plan. Arizona law, hot on the trail of Obama's documents. Ron Paul continues to draw huge crowds, but media blackout. More furious, U.S. soldiers trafficked arms, drugs to DEA agents. That's at InfoWars.com. Sarkozy arrests dozens of Islamicists in raids before election to look tough. They staged that whole deal, folks. After huge ammo buy, DHS purchases bulletproof resistant booths for highway checkpoints. We've got a big article coming out about this professor saying if you question man-made climate change and paying Al Gore money, basically, you should be put in a mental ward. Now we found more of her writings. End democracy. Okay, that article's coming out. See how fast they pull that off there. John Perkins, whose website is johnperkins.org, you can sign up there and get his free newsletter at johnperkins.org. You can also sign up at InfoWars.com halfway down to our free newsletter. John, finish up with Gaddafi, because that's a good model. I mean, love him or hate him, he was actually building up Africa, and he was not playing ball with the banker boys.
He certainly was not playing ball with the banker boys. He's made the same mistake, if you want to call it that, as Saddam Hussein and the Iranians are poising for the same thing today, and that is to say, you know, I'm going to bring the dollar down. Basically, he said, you know, there's no reason why we can only trade oil for the U.S. dollars. And he was recommending that African nations and other Muslim and Middle East nations buy oil and sell oil for the gold dinar, which was a currency that he basically created. And he had a huge gold supply to back it up in his own country. And now we don't take kindly to any infringement upon the Federal Reserve or the U.S. dollar. And I think, frankly, that's the big reason why we went after him when we did.
And, you know, I always say that, too. But, I mean, you're saying it. We say we. And I guess it is we because we let our government turn into this with corporations. But more and more, they just ignore the people's will. The American people don't like what's happening. I mean, Congress has a 9% approval rating. I think we just need to recognize this government and these corporations do not have our best interest at heart and really are the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. It isn't really we, it's they. But we are part of it, and we've got to turn it around. We've got to realize, though, that the government really isn't all that important. The government's run by the big corporations. But ultimately, we do have control over these corporations. You know, we got rid of apartheid in South Africa back when I was in college by boycotting companies that supported it. We get corporations to clean up terribly polluted rivers in this country and open their doors wider to women and minorities. We do have a lot of power over this if we just exercise it. We have to do it, though. We have to demand that these corporations turn things around, or we won't buy from them. We won't support them.
What do you think of how they're trying to rebrand war now under left cover, because it's been discredited under the right, where, oh, we're going to aid Syria, the rebels, and they're calling them protesters when they're arming people to try to overthrow them?
Yeah, well, it's just another misuse of words, and we hear that all the time. It's always there for war and dictators support dictators. You know, it was shocking to me that when Mubarak fell in Egypt, that a huge percentage of the American people thought he was a democratically elected president. He's been a totalitarian dictator backed up by our CIA for decades.
Absolutely. John Perkins, thank you for the time today.
My pleasure, Alex. Keep up your good work.
Thank you, sir. The one area that I didn't properly cover today is really big right now. We covered it days ago, but now it's blown up. Obama said, hey, forget Congress. I'll launch wars if I want to. You know, go to Hades. But now he said to the Supreme Court, because the word is they're going to rule against his plan. And so he said, oh, they don't count. You know, I can do whatever I want. This has turned into a big deal and is really flipping people out right now. Now, this may be a ruse where they're really going to rule for it. Who knows? But we'll cover it tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.